I've noticed sometimes when you're at a Shabbos Seuda that someone who is leading the meal, who's going to be Botzea on the Kikaros, on the Lecha Mishnah, that the way he does it is that very often he'll take the knife and he'll pass it over the bread, and then he'll say the Amotzi, and then he'll cut the bread. So what's that whole idea of taking the knife and passing it over the bread, or sort of slicing into it very little bit at the top of the bread before making the Amotzi? Why not just make Amotzi and cut the bread? So this is based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara tells us in the bottom of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, going over to Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Amar B'chir Barashi, Pasat Tznumu B'Ka'ara, Mevarchan Ala Amotzi, Upligid Rabbi Chia, Damar Rabbi Chia Tzarech Shetich LeBracha Imapas. Rabbi Chia says that you're supposed to finish the bracha together with the breaking of the bread, meaning that as soon as you finish the bracha, the bread should be ready to be eaten. You shouldn't have to wait between finishing the bracha and beginning to eat the bread. So the Gemara goes on to say, Rava says, Mevarich v'acharkach botzeh. Rava says, no, you make the bracha first and then you cut the bread. So you have machlokas in the Gemara. Do you cut the bread first and then make the bracha, or do you make the bracha first and then cut the bread? This is not talking about Shabbos. This is talking about on a weekday. You have a roll, you have something, a piece of bread you want to eat, you washed, you're going to say your amotzi. Should you cut the bread first, or should you say the amotzi first? So the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, v'hilch sakarava da'amar mevarich v'achar kach botzea. The halacha is like Rava, that you're supposed to say the bracha first and then cut the bread. When you say a bracha, it should be on a shalem, it should not be on a prusa, it should be on a whole loaf, it should not be on a broken loaf. But there is a discussion in the Rishonim of there. Rashi writes, mevarich v'achar kach botzea, gomer kol ha-bracha, v'achar kach mafrish ha-prusa, dekalya bracha apas shalem. Finish the entire bracha and then begin cutting, which is a simple pshat in the Gemara. That's what it sounds like Rava is saying. Say the whole bracha and then cut the bread. However, Rabbeinu Yonah on the spot in Daf Chav Zayinim Beis B'dapei Arif in Dibra Maskel Maskiv, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, first he quotes a different pshat, but he says Vein Zanir, he says Yoser Nachon Hu Sheyachtoch Oso B'Sakin Tchila V'Yadavuk B'Pas Uli Achar Tashlam Abracha Yivtza Oso Apas Mishe Yivarech V'Yachtoch Oso B'Sakin Kodem Achila Shezei Yira Havsaka. He said the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the best thing to do is to cut the bread a little bit, then say the bracha, then finish cutting the bread. And this way, you satisfy everybody, because you're going to satisfy Rava that when you're saying the bracha, it's still going to be shalem, it's not going to actually be sliced, but you're also going to satisfy the other opinion, because you won't have as much of a break in between finishing the bracha and eating the bread, since you'll only have to cut the rest of the way. Most of it will be already cut, or a large part of it will already be cut. And not only does Rabbeinu Yonah say this way, Tosus writes this way over there as well. The Rush says this way in Simen Yetzes. The Mordechai says this way. The Agos Maimonios says this way in Hilchos Brachos, in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Brachos. So it seems to be the sheet of the majority of Rishonim. And in fact, the Torah writes, V'yachtoch prusa sabetzia. The Torah in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin says, V'yachtoch prusa sabetzia v'yanichenem uchuberes lepas. Cut it, and then, but still leave it connected enough, then say the bracha, and then finish it off. However, both Tosos and the Mordechai point out that's only for a weekday. On Shabbos, you shouldn't cut it first, because on Shabbos, you have to worry that maybe when you cut it, you're going to cut it too much, and you're going to cut it to the point where it's going to be considered two separate pieces, and it's going to be a violation of Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah has to be two shleimim, you need two complete loaves. They're not going to be two complete loaves if you cut it too much. So on Shabbos, we don't do this. So it's ironic, because most people have only seen this on Shabbos. They've only seen the idea of even putting a slice in the bread on Shabbos, because who does that during the week? During the week, people just make amotzi and they bite into the sandwich or whatever it is that they might be eating. But on Shabbos, that's where the Rishonim say, we don't do this, we don't cut the bread. How deeply should you cut the bread when you're doing this during the week before you make the amotzi? So the Beis Yosef writes, v'tzorich lachtoch ma'at, shemiyachos beprusa shiala shara kikarimo. You should cut it little enough that if you pick up one piece, if you pick up the piece that you're cutting off, the rest of the loaf will still be connected to it. Meaning, if you cut it so much that picking up the piece that you're about to cut will make the rest of the loaf separate from it, then you've cut it too much before the bracha. You should only cut it so much that it would still be connected, even if you try try to lift it up. And he has a raya from a Mishnah, Maseches Tevil Yom. There is a Masechta called Maseches Tevil Yom. He has a raya from Mishnah, Maseches Tevil Yom, third part of Maseches Tevil Yom, that assumes that's the definition of a connected piece of bread, of a connected loaf of bread. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Seif Aleph, it's pasking just like you would expect, that Tzarech Lachtoch Ma'at, you cut a little bit to the point that you could lift the whole loaf of bread by picking up the piece that you're cutting off. If you cut more than that, it's already considered to be broken, and you leave it, you leave it connected to the bread, and then you say the bracha, and then when you finish the bracha, yafridena, then you separate it. And the Rama adds, ubishabis lo yachtoch bekikar adachar bracha kedeshia kikar shlemos. But on Shabbos, you don't cut at all until after the bracha, because you need kikaros shlemos. Then the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud writes that, wait a second, isn't it going to be a delay? How could we allow you on Shabbos to say the bracha before you cut? Isn't the concern that it's going to be a delay between the bracha and when you actually eat the bread? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, va'afta al yidezei yitzarech al yidei achticha lishos k'tzas min habracha l'achila, even though it's going to be a minor delay, lo chashiva hefsek. How long does it take to cut a piece of challah? It doesn't take the longest time in the world. That's not considered such a hefsek, and considering the alternative that you might risk losing out on Lecha Mishnah, better to have the hefsek than to risk losing out on Lecha Mishnah. In Bir Alacha, he also points out that Lechor it's going to be a delay, but he says, Pashut Dehecha Shaloyia Shahaya Bishvirasa Shihia Bishvirasa Achar Bracha Gon Bikikar Katan Vedak Ain't Sarach Lachto Klal Kodem Achila. He says, even during the week, if there's not going to be a delay at all, meaning let's say it's a very small loaf of bread, you have challah rolls, you have a roll, something like that, then this whole halacha doesn't apply. So what the Bir Alacha is really explaining is why you haven't seen this during the week. Meaning, why is it when people are having a challah roll, when people are having a small, you know, a roll or some sort of croissant, I don't know, anything during the week, why it is that people don't do this, that they don't slice it almost halfway and then say the bracha and then cut it the rest of the way? It says because when it's such a small loaf of bread, you don't have to worry. It takes 2 seconds anyway. The whole thing is going to take 2 seconds. It's not going to be an issue of a hefsek. But it seems that on Shabbos and Yantav, the minhag developed to have like a zecher to this halacha. What's the zecher to this halacha? To sort of make a roshem in the top of the loaf of bread. And when you make the roshem in the top of the loaf of bread, that's ki'ilu, you're starting to cut the bread. And then you say the bracha, and then you continue to cut the bread. And that's in the Sefer V'zos HaBracha, he quotes that Yesh Osim Roshem Chituch Katan Bachalos Lefnei HaBracha, and this quoted in the Magen Avram in Siman Reishai and Dalid, that's a minhag that people do. However, that minhag is a little bit difficult to understand. Because what happens? You make the roshem in the challah, just as a zecher to this halacha. You're not going to really cut it. You just make a little mark in it. And then you have to find where you made that roshem in order to cut. So it's going to take you longer to find where you made the roshem than it will to actually just cut it, you know, in a new spot. How long? The roshem doesn't help you at all in the slicing. So in fact, in the Sefer V'zos HaBrach, he says, V'tzarech iyun imlo yotze scharo be'afseido b'shihiyah shemechapes ha'chetach. He says that it's a tzarech iyun if you lose out if you lose out whatever you gained by making the roshem by just looking for where you made the cut. So he says, therefore, the Kaf HaChaim writes that it's tov shelo lirshom klal, better not to make any sort of rishima, just say the hamotzi and cut the loaf of bread. So halacha lemaisa, at the end of the day, on Shabbos, some people have the minhag to make the roshem, but probably it's best not to then look for that roshem, because that's going to be a delay, and many people have the minhag that they also don't make the roshem. They just make the bracha, and they cut into it, and that's what it sounds like from all the Rishonim. During the week, if you're having a very small loaf of bread, where it's not going to take very long to cut at all, it's not going to be like slicing on Shabbos. Sometimes you're sitting around a Shabbos table, and the guy who's cutting the challah, seems to take forever till he cuts the challah properly. If it's during the week, it's a small loaf of bread, it's just going to take a second to cut anyway, so you don't have to make the roshem, according to the Bir Alacha. But if it's a reasonable size loaf of bread, during the week, you're supposed to cut it a reasonable amount to the point that it wouldn't break apart if you were to lift one end, but to cut a reasonable amount, then say the bracha, and then conclude the cutting afterwards in order to minimize the hefsek.